So, David, you write that the contention that college is an engine of social mobility is false advertising for the 34 million Americans over 25 who have some college credits but no degree. Why is it detrimental to start college without finishing?
Well, we're talking about 2 million kids who are going to college every year, and 40% of them are not going to graduate in 6 years. That's 800,000 students. And why are they maybe worse off? They're not going to earn any more money than if they had just gone to high school, maybe a bit. But they're going to have debt. They're not going to be able to get the kind of jobs that would help them pay off that debt, which means they're three or four times more likely to default on their college loans. And that begins a cascade of woes, starting with the fact that they're going to have a really hard time getting a mortgage. They're going to have a hard time borrowing for a car. And that in itself creates another set of problems down the road. They're going to have health issues. All of that due to the fact that they've left college. And a lot of the blame belongs to the institutions, not to them.
A significant number of those who leave college before earning a degree are what you call new gen students. What does that term refer to?
New gen students is my term for talking about underrepresented minorities, Pell Grant students, that is, students whose families are working class or poor families, immigrant kids, and kids who are the first generation in their family to go to college, because they all face the same kinds of issues. I mean, even worse off are foster kids. They're new gen kids on steroids.
Why don't we hold universities and colleges to the same standard of accountability for helping their students graduate?
To date, colleges get money from the state and the federal government based on the number of bodies who show up, not on the number of bodies who graduate. So we're talking about a 60% graduation rate. Imagine a high school with a 60% graduation rate. It's going to be deemed a dropout factory. Its principal is going to be looking for another job. Imagine a corporation with those kind of figures. It'd be out of business. But indeed, there really is nobody out there that is holding these folks accountable. You don't get fired. Nobody gets fired for a low dropout rate.
So you urge colleges to take advantage of big data to help them understand students and their progress and where they might be falling behind. What kind of information have some schools collected and analyzed in order to get a handle on how their students are doing?
Take Georgia State. They ask the kinds of questions that lead them to see who's likely to have difficulties succeeding in college based on their past record. And they look at who's likely to be able to stick with a major that they started with. So what do? For the first group, you give them an intense summer program, and you don't make it a summer program for dummies. You make it a program in which you're offering classes that upper-class students are taking alongside them, and then you give them some student success courses. And those students in that summer program wind up doing a lot better than those who come to college with better credentials but don't have that program. And when you talk about, you know, is a student going to stay in a major? Generally, what happens in most schools is, well, they start getting interested when a student flunks a first course. But one of the things Georgia State learned is a student who gets a C in that first course is five times less likely to graduate in that major than a student who got a B+. So what does that lead to? It leads to the other really key part of this story. You need people in students' lives. You need smart counselors who are going to call in the students and say, look, let's look at other fields that you might study. You know, don't put all your eggs in this one basket. Let's see what allied fields would give you a sense of what to do. Let's figure out what's getting in the way. You know, do you live far away? Do you have one of those jobs when they schedule you very different times from week to week, so it's hard to make classes? So they're not just talking about the academics, what courses to take. They're talking about lives, because we know this, lives intrude.